Professional and European, restaurant inspired, modern with clean lines. Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate. And they're all on display at any of the appliance discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned appliance discounters with 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Oh, hey, this is Tom from Salt and Smoke. Is Pauly Shore ever eaten at your restaurant?
No.
No.
No. Ew.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, has he ever eaten at your restaurant twice?
Excuse me.
So embarrassing. Salt and Smoke. Now featuring the Hamptons.
At the Gatesworth, you set the standard for exceptional senior living. Their warm residential setting and commitment to personalized service ensure that each resident has what they need, when they need it, and the way they like it. Start with the active routine, relax, and savor each moment. Visit the Gatesworth on Facebook or schedule a personal tour on thegatesworth.com and see for yourself how the Gatesworth does senior living your way.
Finally, St. Louis, finally the wait is over for an upscale airport lounge that accommodates every type of traveler. I could not be more excited to be a member of the Wingtips Lounge, located in Terminal 2 at the St. Louis Lambert International Airport. Complimentary amenities include creative small bites, Caldi's coffee, organic teas, beer, wine, and spirits. The lounge features high-speed Wi-Fi, wireless printing capabilities, in-lounge restrooms, and power outlets at every seat. Wingtips offers single-visit passes or annual memberships. Stop by before your next flight.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Yeah, let's go. Let's all go. Let's all go to the lobby. I'll take a big soft pretzel.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Man, do I like big, salted, soft pretzels. Don't burn them. You make them too, brown, no good. They should be like dough with a bunch of salt on. Then brush that butter on there, too.
I like nuts.
Cold. What?
I like nuts.
What? You like nuts.
And you cannot lie.
What do you mean? At the movies?
I like nuts.
Okay. That's what Richard Simmons said one time, I believe. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure. That music, of course, meant only that. What else could it mean? One thing, and that's that Dan Buffa is with us to talk about movies. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. I believe it's 18 months now, same as cash financing, with approved credit and an in-home estimates at no charge. Folks, here he is, Dan Buffa. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing good.
You like nuts, Dan?
I gotta say.
You like big nuts or
like
just regular nuts?
Dan Strauss says this makes you sound hilarious. Should be a commercial. I'm Dan Strauss.
I'm sorry, Dan does what? Dan makes it sound hilarious?
He does, yeah.
Okay, you're the one.
I'm telling you.
Right.
What happened?
Yeah.
It's a Dan
nothing.
Joke.
Oh.
Well, I don't think, unless I'm wrong, there are any blockbuster movies that have just come out? Anything out there that, ooh, it just came out and you got to see it? Correct me if I'm wrong, and then tell us what we should go to see or avoid.
Well, A Wrinkle in Time was aiming to be a blockbuster, but it couldn't even beat Black Panther in its third week. It finished second in the box office. This Black Panther is now the 20th highest grossing film of all time. Only $33 million for what I like to call giant Oprah movie. That we call A Wrinkle in Time, which was a bad
what
movie.
Is that? What is the highest grossing movie of all time?
I want to say it's Titanic.
It's Avatar.
Tim will look it up. Avatar, I bet it's.
I didn't have to look it up, Frank. That's actually one I knew.
Avatar?
Man, Tim,
he's right.
Man, yeah. Tim
would, oh, he's testy.
Tim is
Cameron.
Right.
I'm Woo. Sure that Titanic's got to be top five, though.
Here we go.
Avatar, which there's going to be 17 more Avatar movies, or at least, like, what, four? I know he's making two of them right
really?
Now. Oh, yeah. He's going to make those for the next, like, 20 years.
For a while, I said Avatar was the best 3D I'd ever seen, and then Jungle Book came out. Folks, if they ever put Jungle, like those dollar movie deals that comes back to the theaters, if you get a chance to watch Jungle Book in 3D, and look, I know what you're thinking, oh, that's a kid's thing. I went because we took my grandson. I'm going to tell you something. I would have gone back without him to see it again.
You mean
it
that live-action one with
yes.
Bill Murray in it and Christopher Walken, I think?
Yes.
Christopher Walken.
It's really good.
Tremendous.
I can almost do a Christopher Walken. Hang on here. Well, I don't know why I talk like this. When you say who was that?
There was
You
gotta kind of get the.
Did anybody ever see him on Saturday Night Live where he was doing the skittle? He's like, watermelon, cherry.
Hey, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Do that again. Do it again.
That was way he was like no. Skittles, fruity flavors, watermelon and cherry.
Wow, how about that? Little did we know.
Can I chime in with one? Can I chime in with a Christopher Walken one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
I've got a fever, and the cure is more cowbell.
There you go.
No, that's Jesse Jackson. That was Jesse Jackson.
No. Timmy goes, everybody gets up in the morning and puts their shoes on. I put my shoes on and make gold records.
I don't think any of us will ever dare to try to do a Christopher Walken in front of you again.
Wow, that's good.
That's very good. Who else? Do you do anybody else? You're a movie guy. Maybe you do anybody else?
I don't know. No, nobody really is good as that. If I do somebody else, it's going to fall short of that. That's probably
no,
my best
don't say that. That's for us to say. If it stinks, we'll tell you.
I don't know.
I know I can tell you do somebody else. I can tell.
I do. I do a good Statham. He's like, I am a transporter. My name's Jason Statham.
Now, I know who he is, but I wouldn't know his voice. I think
he is basically the British action star who is never has to shave. His facial hair stays at one level throughout every movie he's ever been in.
And I might add, I think he would have been a better James Bond than Daniel Craig.
Probably, yeah.
Probably.
Well, Daniel Craig can't grow any facial hair, man. He's just kind of like baby-faced.
No. Do you know that Native American Indians have no facial hair or chest hair? Did you know that? They don't shave. I'm not kidding.
I'm jealous.
Mm-hmm. No, think about it. Think of any Native American Indian. You've never seen one with a beard. They have no beard.
Never.
That's a blessing because I hate to shave. I mean, if you have to shave, okay, but I don't have to, I guess. I could grow a beard. Nobody's making me shave. But no, Native American Indians, no facial hair. The other one I want to do but can't because so few people do it is Travolta.
You can do a Travolta?
I wish I could.
Easy.
I watched Saturday Night Fever about 3 weeks ago, and I walked around the house all the next day. You know, I don't know what you're talking about here. What you talking about? Don't play. Don't touch the hat. Come on, man. Don't touch. You know, that's all I can do. That kind of thing. What else is going on?
Well, A Wrinkle in Time is a bad movie, and apparently people saw it.
Racist.
It's got Reese Witherspoon. All American Reese Witherspoon's in it. It's got a great cast. It's just,
racist.
I don't, you know, it feels like one of those passion projects that Ava DuVernay wanted to make just because she had the power, had the budget.
Wrinkle in Time, is that a book?
Yeah, it's the first in a series of books.
All right, well, ever since Harry Potter has come out, every single time that a book series does, anyway, half decent, they rush a movie
out. They do it. And everybody, I mean, look, Oprah is in this movie, Reese Witherspoon, Chris Pine, I mean, Captain Kirk is in this movie. So it's got the cast, and it's got, you know, the setup. It is just one of those movies, it is boring. I mean, there's a couple moments in this movie that should have been emotional, power-packed episode, and I was just like, okay, we done?
I'm just kind of bored.
It's boring. Yeah.
You know, you mentioned a movie that made me think of a movie that I wrote. I wrote a screenplay, and I wanted Robin Williams to be in it, and of course he decided to take himself out, so it never got off the ground. But he was perfect to play it, because if you remember, Robin Williams had a tremendous amount of body hair, arm hair. I mean, he was just like
a fur coat.
And I had written a thing called, it was about a guy like that, with a lot of body hair, who's just smoked marijuana all day. Harry Potthead.
Oh.
Thank you.
That was probably.
I know the lineman didn't turn your mic on because he didn't want to hear you all laughing. I hear you.
They're laughing.
Dan, you said you heard the entire 3 o'clock hour.
I heard the whole thing.
You heard Limey talk about the name of his cologne that he's wearing for his big date tonight.
Invictus.
Now, will you please advise Limey the outfit that Matt Damon wore in the movie Invictus and see if Limey might want to pick him up
and
on
I
that?
I mean, like, upper thigh shorts, Limey.
Oh,
Huggers.
Right, yeah, the rugby shorts.
Yeah. T-shirt that cuts off circulation to your head.
It's a good look. It's a good look with that cologne.
That's a great movie, by the way.
It's a good look with that cologne. Yeah. Think about that.
Matt Damon putting on, like, 40 pounds of... And I think he ate chicken breast for 2 years before he filmed that movie.
I haven't had a rugby outfit since high school.
Oh, come on. You still got it. Break it out tonight.
You can still fit in it.
Bright colors.
Break it out. Bust it out.
What is it like Friday Night Lights? Clear eyes, bright colors. Can't lose, Limey.
That was a great series, Friday Night Lights. All right, so Dan Buffa, what else? I mean, I'd love to see a good movie.
I mean, if you want to see something that's a great movie but it's depressing, do you want that? Or is it too much?
I love depressing movies. I do.
Well, being that St. Louis gets all the Oscar films late, January, February, March, there was a film that was nominated. It was the Russian foreign language movie at the Oscars. It was called Loveless.
I can't do the subtitles.
Wait a minute. Is it subtitled?
It's subtitled.
I can't subtitles. Do that. But how are you supposed to watch what's going on and see the expression on their faces while you're reading?
It's a tough movie.
Read quickly.
Yeah. And I will say that any people that want to be parents, let's say you're thinking about your boyfriend. Let's say if Limey meets Maggie and 6 months down the road, a year, they go, let's have a baby. Watch this movie for what not to do.
Nice to have a baby.
For what not to do.
6 months.
Whoa. 6 months, whatever, yeah. I mean you decide to have a baby.
Let's have a baby.
Okay, right.
Well, hold on. You said they should watch this if they decide to have a baby. They should watch this to know what not to do. Yeah. Here's what not to do. Don't wear a condom.
There you go.
If you want to have a baby.
But let's say you actually, I mean, the plot is about two parents in Russia, and these are the most despicable human beings of all time. They are getting a divorce. They have a 12-year-old boy who they are just neglecting. And right when they're getting ready to have a divorce, the kid runs off. And this is in the middle of political unrest in Russia. There's a lot of crime. There's a lot of civil war.
Russia is a pretty horrible country.
And this kid runs off. And the whole movie is these two parents having to work together to find their kid. And it's so depressing because you feel for that kid. And the idea that when you become a parent, your life kind of becomes secondary. That's basically the way it is. You become a supporting character in your own movie. And the kid should be the star, but in this case, the parents have neglected this kid, and he runs off. And so I will say it's a great movie. I mean, the ending's a little tough. It's depressing, but it is so well done. And you will either want to be a good parent, or you will know not to be a parent when you watch this movie.
I have never watched an entire movie subtitled.
You haven't?
I tried to give it like 15 minutes, and I bailed.
I never have either. I can't.
I just don't like it.
I can't do it.
I'm okay with a subtitled movie. There was a real good one, Pan's Labyrinth, about 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah.
That was a really good movie.
What's it called?
Pan's Labyrinth.
Well, was that Guillermo del Toro?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yep. Guillermo.
It's a Spanish film, and it's pretty good.
What's it about?
A whole bunch of just weird and wonderful fantasy stuff.
It's a director in Shape of Water, let's put it that way.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
I watched one.
No, Dan, we heard what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Pan's Labyrinth. It's about pots and pans. Nobody
there
laughed.
You go.
Nobody. Not one person.
Starring a spatula.
The only time I ever watched a movie with subtitles was when I was on an airplane and didn't have a set of headphones.
Oh.
And I had no choice.
Closed caption.
And it was the movie where it was the King Kong movie where they went back and the guy had been living on the island for like 50 years.
The Peter Jackson's version?
It was a real recent version of
Jack, with Jack Black?
Skull Island.
Skull
that's
Island.
What it was.
Oh, yeah. That was good. That was actually good.
King Kong.
I had to watch that with no volume.
They should have marketed that film as Samuel L. Jackson from The Snakes on a Plane goes up against a giant monkey.
It was just funny to watch that movie with subtitles because there would be sentences that would appear on the screen that would say things like monster screams.
Yeah.
You know,
John Goodman was in it.
Man cries in agony.
That movie was all cheese and action, man. But
all right, there was Frankenstein, there was Bride of Frankenstein. Why has nobody ever made Queen Kong? Like a female.
Nobody.
Gorilla? I mean that seems to me like that's an obvious way.
He's a very lonely gorilla.
Yeah, and so King Kong meets Queen Kong.
You should.
And then finds out, didn't want to, after three or four dates, finds out that Queen Kong is actually just a gay guy.
That would be better than Queen Kong with the ding dong.
I would go see that.
Yeah, I would. I'd go see that.
Queen Kong has no ding dong. Yeah. Very good, Dan.
But I will say the better stuff this week is on Netflix. And I will say, do we have any Paul Rudd fans here?
Yeah.
Paul Rudd.
No, I don't get him at all.
Well, let me tell you. There's a movie on Netflix called Mute, starring Alexander Skarsgård from True Blood. He plays a mute bartender who goes through a futuristic Berlin trying to find his girlfriend. And Paul Rudd, who we all know is the comedy guy, plays a completely different character here. He is not comedy. He plays a serious role, and I will say this is his best work yet. He's funny. I mean, he's really easily funny, but in this movie, he plays a guy who, let's just say when the mob needs somebody, a bullet pulled out of a guy, they mm-hmm. call this guy. He's basically the mob surgeon.
Okay.
And in this movie, you don't know if he's playing the good side or the bad side. He kind of plays both sides together, and you don't know his character, what his intentions are. And so he plays a guy called Cactus Bill, is who Paul Rudd plays in this movie. And again, Netflix taking over. It's a Netflix original film. And the movie's good, but Paul Rudd is fantastic because he's menacing, and he is also the Paul Rudd you know as far as being hilarious. But you don't know what his intentions are. He could be bad, or he could be good. But I will say, if you don't like Paul Rudd, you should watch this. If you like Paul Rudd, you'll watch this and really appreciate him. Because
so he doesn't say one thing through the whole movie.
Well,
right?
That's Alexander Skarsgård's character who plays the bartender. He doesn't say a word,
okay.
But Paul Rudd says plenty. But it just, I mean, again, I like Paul Rudd. I think he's funny. You know, I Love You, Man. He was in Role Models with a...
Hilarious.
Yeah, funny movie.
Oh, yeah.
But in this film, he's just kind of playing more of a bad guy. But you just don't know how bad. And it's funny to watch him do that. And I wonder, and the director of the film is Duncan Jones, who was the son of the David Bowie. He did the Jake Gyllenhaal film called Source Code, which is a great movie.
Wow.
And Moon with Sam Rockwell. So it's a good director. And again, Netflix taking these guys away from the theaters into a streaming device. So if you watch Mute, you should watch it for Paul Rudd. But if you don't watch Mute, you should watch 7 Seconds. This movie, this series, a 10-episode series from the creator of The Killing. Anybody ever see The Killing on AMC?
No.
No, is this thing...
Wait, is that the one with Kevin Bacon?
Is this 7 Seconds a Netflix thing?
It's a Netflix streaming series. It is 10 episodes, and I will. And it's basically, it's very racially charged because it's about a hit and run where a white cop hits an African American boy on a bike, and they basically, the cops, they cover it up, and then they tell the cop to run away, and then they basically take the case to court. It is.
It's not a true story, though, right?
No, it is based off a Russian film, but it is so. It's completely fiction, but it's really timely. Because there's a lot of, and even Ferguson is even referenced in this movie as being part of this plot. Because you have the cops who are trying to cover up this hit and run of this. Because it's an accident. But as one cop tells another, if you're a white cop and you hit a black kid, there are no accidents. I mean, you're basically going to be crucified. So they try to cover it up. And the prosecutor who was in Children of Men with Clive Owen, remember when he was trying to get the girl across, she was pregnant?
Yeah.
That's the girl, all grown up, playing the prosecutor here. And she has a few skeletons in her closet. She drinks too much, and she has this case of a lifetime where she has to try to go up against the police. And anybody knows in real life or in the film world, the police are protected. And any time you go up against them, you're going to lose. So this movie, this series...
No, that's not really always true. There are people that have gone up against bad cops and won.
But I would say this series is very honest because you have both sides are portrayed very evenly. Vina Sud, who created The Killing, AMC, and you have a lot of actors that aren't movie stars. I'm so glad that she casted real actors, like theater-trained actors. Like, you have guys like David Lyons, who's an Australian actor perfecting a New Jersey accent, which I'll give him credit for. Michael Mosley. You have Regina King, who's well known from Jerry Maguire and The Leftovers.
I thought it was pronounced Regina.
Yeah,
Regina.
She is so good in this movie. But, yeah. I mean, it's 10 episodes. It's on Netflix. Again, so many weeks where I can say, if I recommended people to go into theaters or stay home, this is another week where I could tell you, you can get an original film that's on Netflix and a series that's on Netflix. So, once again, the streaming device is winning. I mean, you have a 10-episode series that's for crime. I mean, if you love Law and Order, this is like a real, true version of Law and Order. It's so realistic.
I did love the Netflix Mindhunter series.
Oh, it's great, yeah. I mean, and they're going to be
for anybody two. For anybody who's listening who doesn't watch Netflix or Amazon, I didn't really get that. Let me tell you something. I know that lots of people now are trying to cut the cord or save costs and stop paying for 200 channels they don't watch. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. I'm getting very close to believing that if all I had was Netflix, Amazon, and maybe an app to get some local news, yeah, I'd be good to go. Because Netflix and Amazon, man, oh, man, some of the stuff they produce,
I've already done
is that first class. And it's as good as most any movie you've ever been to in the movie theater, even though it was produced as original material just to be seen.
And
on Amazon.
And every day there's a new original film, a comedy series, a drama series, and all the episodes are available. So you have that with Hulu, Amazon, even the Paramount Network now is doing new series. You have, it's right there. You can watch the whole 10 episodes. With HBO, you got to wait a week. And I'm not saying that that's bad, but I cut the cord 6 months ago. I have a Roku where I have Netflix and Hulu and Amazon. And between those three streaming devices, you have shows, movies, and comedy shows. You can't beat it.
Yeah. And I mean, the comedy shows, uncensored. You know, you want to see the Chris Rock stuff, that's where you see
David,
it.
And, Dave Chappelle. I mean, everything.
Yeah, and HBO and Showtime were obviously kicking the butts of the networks. And now Amazon and Netflix are kicking the butts of HBO and Showtime.
Oh, mm-hmm. They are.
It's true.
And everybody's fighting for their lives.
And even today you have the Game of Thrones. They teased the upcoming season. Even they took a little shot at Netflix and Amazon about how they can just let all the episodes go at one time.
And to take this conversation a step further, where it's also really hurting our sports rights revenues, that all these people are buying Amazon and Netflix because they're canceling their cable subscriptions. And networks like ESPN charge DirecTV and Charter and whatnot to carry their service, and they had like at their height, their heyday, like 110 million subscribers, where they could then go buy rights to NFL games, NHL games, NBA games, and then those leagues could then take those TV rights and pay these athletes. And with all these people sucking this money out of the cable buys and buy, it's going to affect pro sports in a huge way.
And also, Netflix pretty much made HBO do their own streaming device. HBO has their own HBO Now.
Yeah.
That didn't happen until Netflix started not just doing any series. You get like these high profile stars, and I mean, Julia Roberts is doing an Amazon series now. I mean, you're not just getting these B list movie stars; you're getting A list, and that has made. I guess Showtime's going to be next. Stars is going to follow them. Cinemax is going to do it too, because they have original shows now. But HBO did not do HBO Now until Netflix came along, and again, every week. It's not just every other week. I mean, you had Jessica Jones, 7 Seconds came out at the end of February. You have new original films. I mean, I want to say Jared Leto is in an original film now called The Outsider. That just came out this week.
That is true. I'm about I'm on episode 8 of the new Jessica Jones series. So
I
far,
have not
what is Jessica Jones?
That? Like, you know how you have the Avengers, you've got the Hulk and Captain America out in the
Netflix
cinemas
Avengers.
Right now? Yeah, it's the Netflix Avengers, basically. You've got the Punisher, Daredevil, Iron Fist,
Luke Cage,
and Jessica Jones.
The man with the Iron Fist, who's not good on his own, but okay with the rest of the group.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jessica Jones, I haven't started that yet. And then you have, on Hulu, you have Looming Tower with Jeff Daniels and Peter Sarsgaard. That documents the years leading up to 9/11 and how the FBI and CIA butted heads and may have led to the actual event happening. So that is now a 6-part series. That's on Hulu. So you have Jeff Daniels, big. It's based off a book. I mean, everybody's doing this because Netflix gives directors and stars freedom. They don't watch dailies every day. They let you make the product the way you want to do it, and then they just put it out there to the whole world in an instant.
So talk about a guy who can play comedy and be serious.
Jeff Daniels?
And I think is brilliant. That guy
he's
is
so good.
He goes from Dumb and Dumber to Network. I mean, two completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, The Newsroom, a great HBO series, ran for 3 seasons. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he played a villain in Godless. Netflix.
Oh,
Western.
That's right. The one-armed guy. I can't wait till that comes back.
Oh man, it's so good.
There's a lot of really good stuff out there. There is, for all the crap there is. If you just take the time to look, there's some really good stuff.
And you can stay home and watch it. You don't have to go to the theater. You don't have to pay $12 to watch A Wrinkle in Time and basically fall asleep or check your phone half the time. You can stay home and watch Paul Rudd play a bad guy in mute.
Right.
Where you don't see that.
So you cut the cord.
I cut the cord 6 months ago. My wife was like, you know, we got a new house. We got a bigger house in South City. So it was like, it was my idea. She thought if she was going to have to pry it out of me. I was like, you know what? Let's cut the cord. Let's go to Netflix. I mean, I watch all these screenings.
Save so much money.
Movies. I mean, I watch these movies when they come out, before they come out in theaters. So we cut the cord. We go with a Roku, which has Netflix, Hulu. I do get HBO Now when certain series are playing. Like when Game of Thrones comes back, I'm going to bring the HBO Now back in. But other than that, we just go, and we have a little satellite that we can put up in our room, and we can get NBC and Fox and KMOV.
What do you mean a little satellite?
You basically set it on top of your desk next to your TV or your cable box, and it can bring in those channels very clearly and live.
Well, what channels? What channel?
NBC, like channel 2, 4, and 5.
Oh, it's just an antenna.
It's an antenna, yeah.
It's not a satellite. You said I have a satellite.
Yeah. It's an
antenna.
What kind
of satellite can you put in your house?
I have
it's an antenna. You misspoke.
So how
I
do
didn't
you
misspoke.
Get,
you
oh,
misspoke. Idiot.
Do you watch, you watch sports?
Yeah, you can watch
like
sports.
Like what Tim was saying.
Yeah.
Can you watch ESPN and Fox Sports Midwest?
Fox Sports, we have the Sling Box, too, so that comes with the Sling. We get Fox Sports, ESPN, and NBC Sports. So even with those four things, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, and Sling Box, it's less than half of the price of a Charter cable or UVerse. It's less
really?
Than half. It's very cheap. Because it's just, really the prices don't go up. Mm-hmm. You know, if you get Charter 2-3 months later, the prices go up, you know. So, but this one, it stays the same the whole time. So it's a very good thing to do, and you can still get all the entertainment.
Are you ready to wrap it up? Or
yes.
You got more?
Next week, I'm going to have Tomb Raider, the review of the new Laura Croft movie starring Alicia Vikander in the Angelina Jolie role. I am going to be talking baseball movies, and I want to ask you guys, you have a week of homework. Funniest scene in a movie ever. Next
well, that's, week. That's impossible.
That's pretty
oh,
high. That's up to opinion.
Okay, well, no. Just go up. I mean, your preference. Like, well, in your opinion, you have a whole week.
All right, this is for next week. But I'm going to tell you what's going to come up right away is Blazing Saddles. The scene around the campfire. You know that's going to come up.
Yeah,
I'm going
to
say.
That's it. We're not going to do it now. We'll save it for next week. You know how to wrap it up.
Yes.
You know how to wrap it up.
I've had enough of I'm Dan Buffa.
All right, there he goes. He's had enough of He's Dan Buffa. And he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And what do you know? I'm supposed to talk about Window World right now. Well, that's easy. I do want to mention that May 19th, I'm positive that's the date, Saturday, at the Moolah Shriners Ballroom will be the ninth annual Window World Cares Trivia Night. This is where they're going to hit the $1 million mark for St. Jude Children's Hospital. Folks, I know it's March 13th. This is like 2 months away, but this always works like this. People wait till we're down to the wire, make me nervous, make me sweat. I want to raise more money, and I'll just flat out say, I want to raise more money than any other radio station or radio show. We do it every year, but we cannot do it without you. So you have a couple of ways you can do this. You can sit at our table for trivia night. I don't know yet if I'm going to be able to go, but I know Dan will be there. Limey, you're going to go. He might be taking this Maggie with you.
Ooh. You never know. Could be what, like another
so
day.
It's a table of 10, I believe, and this show buys a table every year. But then I want to get people who are willing to cough up a little money to sit at the table. It's a fun night. It really is. They do it right. And Window World pays for everything themselves so that every single dollar, when people buy a table, when they buy an auction item or what, every dollar goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital. So a couple things for you to think about. Dan Strauss and his band, The Seven Sides of Sinbad,
yeah,
they've donated their services. I mean, they're going to play like a concert for you at your house or your yard, or if you want to rent a home, invite all your friends. They've donated that. Now, I know Dan's modest. I know that Dan's band to play gets, in some cases, as much as $10,000 a night to play. So, oh, yeah. I mean, this is, yeah, it's a good deal. And we don't even have a bid for that yet. All I asked was an opening bid of $2,000. And Dan doesn't get it. The band doesn't get it. St. Jude gets it. So think about that. Make that bid. You can contact me, frankopinion@yahoo.com, or you can call here. I'll give you the numbers later and just say, hey, here's my number. I'm legit. $2,000 for the band. At least we'll get it started. The other thing you can do is tell us how much you'd be willing to pay to sit at the table, our table that night. I think to start with anything less than $400, you're cheapskate. It's for St. Jude, for goodness sakes. You got healthy kids? Be grateful and throw some money toward a tremendous place where no parents ever have to pay the bill. Can't pay it, no insurance, no problem. They want to save that child's life. And they're not going to let that stuff get in the way. St. Jude, founded by Danny Thomas. People like Limey may not even know who Danny Thomas was. He was a comedian. And he had a TV show here in the States. And
make room for
I never
Danny.
Thought he was the. Yeah, I never thought he was the funniest guy on TV or really that funny, but he did a lot of wonderful stuff like, you know, St. Jude. So think about that if you want to make a bid. And then I said before, anything you come up with, if you come up with something, for example, for me to do, I'll come to your house and wax your car or something, you pay enough money, I'll do it. I'll do it. And you write the check out to St. Jude, not to me. But I'm not coming to doing that for $25. So let's not be stingy here. And other than that, you need to know that Window World is, and this is a fact, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and they're only one of two windows with a good housekeeping seal of approval, and they've got a tremendous warranty that covers everything. And they'll come to your house and do a free in-home estimate. That's pretty much everything I think you need to know, except maybe... No, I think I've let you have it all. The rest is pretty much up to you. And I think all the tables are already sold for the trivia night, in case you're thinking of getting a table. See, that's good, because now if you want to go, you have to buy a spot at our table, and we're going to make you pay for that. But it's money well spent, and you'll feel good about what you're doing. Window World, if you want to know more, Window World, I give you the number, 993-1800. That's a 314 number. 993-1800, or go to windowworldstlouis.com.
Time for a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
This report's brought to you by Account Temps. Picking up volume southbound 55 at Rivas. We do have a traffic incident on the right shoulder southbound 55 at Union. Bumper to bumper westbound 44 Hampton to Shrewsbury. You're slow southbound 270 Olive to Clayton Road, and then again either side of 44, and heavy westbound 64 between Winghaven and 70. Finding highly skilled accounting and finance professionals can be a challenge. Account Temps can help. With Account Temps' network of accounting and finance contractors, you can be sure to find the right person. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Who's ready for some top choice seafood all throughout the Lent season? Surf and Sirloin Restaurant takes pride in having served the highest quality seafood in St. Louis for 24 years, and the choices are endless. South African and Maine lobster or lobster tails, giant 1-pound crab legs, massive scallops, colossal Texas shrimp, American red snapper, and Washington imported salmon. You name it. And of course, serving only USDA prime beef on all steak items as well. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner 7 days a week. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Remember the old refrain, will you still need me, will you still feed me, when I'm 64? Byerly is 64 years old, and we still hear from people about the trailers Walter Byerly built back in the 40s and 50s. We found a 1958 model in great shape, and after a little refurbishing, it's ready to hit the road again. Another man sent me a picture with a caption, all I remember is that Grandpa lived in it, and Grandma would bring him dinner every night from the front house. I bet there's more to that story. It's fun owning a company with such a history. Imagine the stories you could create in an RV from Byerly in Eureka.
For the rest of your life.
Check us out at MeyerlyRV.com.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the Dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Do you love local craft beer? If so, you'll enjoy Kirkwood Brewhouse, where they offer 26 beers on tap and beer-themed menu items as well. Located in Green Tree Plaza off Manchester and next to our studios, Kirkwood Brewhouse is the perfect hangout for any sports fans or lemming.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita.
I've been to a couple of those places, but certainly not all of them. Well, who could go to all those places? Oh, I know somebody. His name is Bill Cleveland. And he's here. He's in the studio. He's going to take us somewhere. And he's brought to you by Window World. Window World, as I just said earlier, is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Great product, great people. What more could you want? And now, that guy, Bill Cleveland.
How's it going, Bill?
You know what? Today's been a pretty good day, except I just walked in the studio and I brought, people are very nice and they give me, little gifts as I travel around, and I was down and I believe it was College Station, Texas.
Gold watch?
And they haven't gotten a gold watch just yet, but they gave me a basket of stuff that included some beer, and I don't drink beer, I don't drink much of anything, so I brought it into our British friend here, Trevor. He said he drinks beer. So I brought him in some beer, and not a thank you. Here's what he said. It's not even cold. That's what he said
well,
to me.
Hold on a minute, Limey.
Sorry. Yeah.
Some of us know that in parts of Europe they drink their beer warm. Maybe he thought that's the way you like your beer, so he went out of his way to make sure that they weren't cold, and that's your reaction. Yeah, and that's how you thank him. Wow. Oh, it's not even cold.
There's only three kinds of beer, boy. You got cold beer, you got warm beer, and you got root beer. And you say thank you for all three of them.
My God. Mm-hmm. All right, Bill, please accept my apologies. Thank you very much.
We know now that Limey likes torture, and he likes hearing people in pain, and he likes to not thank people when they give him a gift.
Whoa. Hope that chick's listening. She's
that chick?
Maggie. You're listening.
Maggie.
Hope she likes warm beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on?
Well, I mentioned a couple of days, I guess it was last week, we talked about Wonders of Wildlife in Springfield, Missouri. I know you said you had not been there yet, hope to get there soon, and I think your grandson has seen it, though, right? Yes, maybe?
I'm sorry, what? Has seen what?
The Wonders of Wildlife, Springfield, Missouri?
No, it was my son, they did. I think they might have taken my grandson. Okay. Yeah, and my friend the rat at the lake. My friend the rat saw it, too. Okay. And, when people have a hard time telling you how spectacular something is,
yes,
then, and you have multiple people tell you that, then you got to go because you got to see this. And I am going this summer to see this thing.
Yeah, and I think
and
I told
you've
you.
You've seen it now.
Yeah, I planned on spending an hour, and I was there for over 4 hours. If you want to see a video, we put together a little video at billontheroad.com. You can kind of get a taste of what this is. But, even as wonderful as my videos may be, it doesn't even come close to telling you how great this is. So check it out at billontheroad.com. Now, if you are going to Wonders of Wildlife in Springfield, I thought I'd give you some other things to do because a lot of folks are going to go down for a weekend or a few days or whatever. And so there really is a lot of stuff to do in Springfield, Missouri. The first place I would suggest that you go is the Springfield Welcome Center. It's right along Route 66, and you can't miss it. They got the great big Route 66 sign out in front. And so welcome to Springfield. Check that out. They'll be more than happy to give you a lot of ideas. Probably even get some discounts and different things going on around town. But some of the things that you'll want to check out when you're in town, and some of this, I guess, is seasonal. One of the things that I discovered a couple of years ago, now we're very fortunate to have the Cardinals in town, and so minor league baseball probably is not something a lot of us, sort of seek out. they have Hammond's Field down there, and I don't know if it's a double A or triple A. Tim would know.
What city?
It's Springfield. The Springfield Cardinals.
It's double A. That's double A.
It's double A. Okay. It is a really awesome stadium, and what I've sort of discovered as I've traveled around the country, going to these minor league games, they are a lot of fun, and it's cheap to get in. All of the food is inexpensive. I mean, you can spend probably $5 or $10 really and get, you know, a good amount of food and drinks and just have a really great time. But definitely check out if you're in town when they're playing. Go and see a car. They do a really great fireworks display at the end of the night. That would be one thing to suggest. The Missouri Sports Hall of Fame is in Springfield. There's the Route 66 Car Museum, a really great collection of old classic cars. You have now, this is probably my favorite, and this is just me being a goofball, and I like roadside attractions. The world's largest fork is in Springfield, Missouri. I don't know if you've seen a picture of me in front of this thing. There's one on BillOnTheRoad.com. It's a gigantic fork. So if you kind of like those fun little photo op things, I know we talked about when I was in Tulsa, they've got, you know, the blue whale and the golden driller and all those kind of fun things. Yeah, it's going
to... I still think that sounds dirty, though. The golden driller. It's like the name of a porn movie or something.
So the world's largest fork is down there. Now you have the National Sporting Arms Museum, and so if you're a fan of guns, I know you like guns and sporting arms there, Frank, so that's at the Bass Pro Shop.
And I actually went to that Missouri State Sports Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. I went through that. It was very impressive.
Yeah.
And it's you'll be stunned at how many famous athletes, sports people are from Missouri.
Absolutely. And of course, Wonders of Wildlife is part of the Bass Pro, I don't know if you'd say franchise or that whole complex down there.
Empire.
Yeah.
Johnny Morris's Empire.
Yes. And so that's even more time that you'll spend down there because there's all kinds of stuff to check out within Bass Pro. Now, the last thing I'll mention, so Springfield is home to the very first shootout that happened or that was recorded in American history. It was in Springfield, Missouri. Do you know who was the first person to take part in that?
I'm going to guess Jesse or Frank James. I mean,
I'm going to go with John Dillinger.
No.
All right.
Anybody else?
No idea.
Okay.
No.
Wild Bill Hickok.
I'll say Wild Bill Hickok.
Yes, good job, Dan.
Good job.
Yeah. See?
Trivia master.
Well, yeah.
Wild Bill Hickok. It was the first recorded quick draw shootout ever that occurred in the United States, and it was right there in Springfield, and they've got the spot marked, so you can go and check
it out. I wrote a movie, it never got off the ground, about a cowboy who could never shoot straight and hit the target because he had these diaphragm spasms. Wild Bill Hickok.
Dan, you were going to do it. You were.
I was trying to figure out how to set it up.
Wild Bill Hickok.
Thanks, everybody.
I almost escaped.
Hey, Lambert's is down there, too.
Oh, that's right. You know, I have
I guess they are. Yeah. I think of Lambert's as Sykeston, though.
It's the one in Springfield,
I have never, I've never been in there.
Really?
Bill, you have to go.
I know.
First of all, not only do they throw the rolls, but the rolls are really good. Yes. They're those big, soft, dense rolls and a bunch of butter, and they're warm. Oh, they're the size of cantaloupes. Yeah. They're great rolls.
The food
is okay.
Can you eat just rolls? Because seriously, I could survive on bread.
Sure.
On bread alone.
Bread and butter. I could too.
I could eat bread for every meal.
But it's fun, and kids love it because they're just not used to seeing somebody throw a roll across the room. If you want a fresh roll, you raise your hand, and one of the servers just throws it all the way across the restaurant. It's really fun.
Well, anyway. Oh, crap, I did it.
Hey, you know that Mr. Lambert Sr. committed suicide. Did you know that? That was a big story.
Oh, I'd have heard that. Yeah, that's a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So if you want some more information, as always, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com. And, yeah, check out the Wonders of Wildlife video. It's pretty impressive. The aquarium part was probably my favorite of the two. But the I guess they call them a diorama, I believe is what they call it, with the setup with the different animals and stuff. Very impressive.
Sounds also.
I know, it sounds like diarrhea.
There is another one. Cha-cha-cha.
What?
What the girl said to Bart Simpson when she had diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha. Diarrhea, cha-cha-cha.
I want no part of this.
There's another part in there, too.
Where
the animals can't get pregnant. It's called the diaphragm.
My God, are you still talking?
Yes, I am.
Thanks, Randy.
Diaphragm, cha-cha-cha. Diaphragm, cha-cha-cha.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill, for putting up with that. They ruined your report, as far as I'm concerned. Bill Cleveland having his report ruined by two knuckleheads named Tim and Dan. Bill brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. We're running a commercial here for, it's one of those spa places where you go, and sometimes you go with a spouse or a girlfriend, boyfriend. I've never been to one of those, and I will say I never will go. You know, where they put hot stones on you and they got
right mud masks and
cucumber slices, that kind of thing, and they do them for couples and stuff. I don't know that I would want to do that with my wife, because that really ruins any chance of a happy ending massage. If, you know, she's over there next to you, that's not going to happen. That kind of lets the air out of that tire. And that's a big business, and people spend a lot of money to go in there for an hour or two, and all they're doing is they got some kind of smoke or incense or something going, some music and warm. What's the stones all about? Putting warm stones. What's that supposed to do?
It's apparently supposed to like relax your muscles or something. Yeah. That's why they put it on there. It's dumb.
There'll always be something for people to come up with if they know somebody will buy into it.
Have you seen the charcoal thing that women put on their faces now? It's like a like a mask, and it's all black, and it just, and then you leave it on for a while, and they just peel it, and it's supposed to eat away all the dead skin. You know what I'm talking about?
Drew Barrymore and Jimmy Kimmel had one on simultaneously on his show one night last week, or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's like this is the rage now.
The charcoal mask.
It's a like black mud or something?
It's
no,
like
it's
this.
Not mud.
It's. I'm trying to think of. Imagine, if you will, like a glue, like that kind of consistency, like a paste, but it's pure
and
black.
And what color would you say it is?
Pure black.
Yeah, it's black.
It is. Really? It is just black as black.
They're called charcoal masks.
I thought it was charcoal.
Right. And basically, you put it on, and then it's supposed to like seep into all your pores, and then as you peel it off, it pulls out all the impurities. But I don't know.
Dan, do you remember the place on a couple of our trips with the fish tank you put your feet in?
Oh, yeah. Where they eat off, they eat the stuff.
I think they
off of you.
Do they have those in this country?
Oh,
they
do.
Yeah, you pay, I don't know, $10 or something, and you roll your pants up, take your shoes and socks off, and you sit down at what looks like a shoe shine chair. You know, and instead of the guy shining shoes, at your feet is an aquarium with these fish. I don't know what they call them. They eat the dead skin off your feet.
Yeah.
You just sit there, and boy, they come right to your feet. And they, I didn't do it, but they said it feels kind of good.
I don't think we
need the dead skin taken off our feet? I guess.
I'll tell you a tip that'll work for that is if you take a bottle of Scope or any kind of mouthwash and pour it in a plastic tub by your feet and then put socks on, dip your feet in Scope or any kind of mouthwash, and it has the exact same effect of what Frank just talked about those fish doing to your feet. And then after you take your socks off a half hour later, your feet are smooth as the Dickens.
How did you find that out?
I did it. Somebody told me, and I tried it.
I wonder how
is it just Scope?
No, any mouth. Listerine is what I use, but it's going to stain your sock if you get like the green Listerine or whatever. So
why do you have to have a sock on?
Because that's what. Because you don't.
It soaks. That's what
soaks up the mouthwash.
Mm-hmm. Idiot.
Right.
Why couldn't you just leave your foot in there?
He loves that sound.
Well, you don't leave your foot in. You dip your socks into the Listerine and then take them out and then just sit there like on a patio or something. Let the sock pour and the
they're
cloth
smooth and they smell good.
These black masks, Frank, on Amazon.
Your feet smell great, but your breath really stinks. Yeah. you used all your mouthwash on your feet.
Amazon sells blackhead remover masks for anywhere from $10 to $14, and they say, quote, they'll suck out any blackheads or blocked pores on your face. And if it hurts, it doesn't matter. That means it works.
Whoa.
All right, now, I have 10 seconds. I have to do some business. Did anybody else here as a kid have your mom come up and squeeze out blackheads?
Oh,
yeah.
Yep.
No.
Oh,
yep.
My
goodness.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I just thought, I'd never thought of that for years till Tim said that. Yep. All right, Thompson Price. This is the name. I know if you're a regular listener, you know this name, because Thompson Price is the longest running advertiser this show has. 22 years.
22 years.
And over the last 22 years, my house included, a lot of people have had their kitchens and or bathrooms transformed. They went from something mediocre, you know, that the builder threw together as part of the house to something that in many cases causes people to just stay in their houses till they die. They don't ever want to move because that kitchen or bathroom or both was built just for you and your family. And there's not another one in the world like that. And it was done, hopefully, by Thompson Price. So just remember to make sure that the name Price is in at least one of the companies that you talk to. And I say that because there's a little confusion from time to time about a company that has a similar name. But if Price is not in it, nah, you got to include them. You just do. I'm not going to tell you have to go with them, but I think if you talk to the folks at Thompson Price, this is an easy choice if you want it done right. Showroom in DePere, less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester.